Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
That's Donovan bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Joanna Brandy has been a member of our Brain Trust for 23 years. Hey, Joanna, thank you for 23 years.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been my pleasure.
We've had fun. I got you right out of high school. And, folks, she's one of the top experts in the world on happiness, on being positive, how to do that. And she's just her level of understanding about how to communicate with people and how to get your message across in a way that makes everybody happier is amazing. JoannaBrandy.com, is that right?
Well, and that will find me, but I'm at returnonhappiness.com.
That's the other one, returnonhappiness.com.
Yeah.
I love that intuitive URL, returnonhappiness.com. Folks, if you want to get happy, go there and hang out with Joanna. Hey, Joanna, we're talking about what kind of good things can we see from the pandemic. And one of the things that I started doing early on, I mean like last April, May probably, was noticing what I call the little silver linings. Things that I was seeing, things that I was observing other people doing, implications that I was imagining that were going to become clear down the road that would never have surfaced, would never have seen the light of day, would never have been born had it not been for the pandemic. And I'm not saying that 600,000 deaths was worth that, but I'm just saying that those things happened. And why not look around and say, okay, let's make some kind of positive, as you would say, out of all this negative? What do you think?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we only have to look at our own lives to see, you know, with the people that we know, the ones that have started businesses or gone online. Or my sister, for instance, is a holistic chef, and she goes into people's homes and she cooks for them. But of course, she couldn't do that. And she was fortunately able to get unemployment where she lives up in New York. And so she just asked herself, you know, what am I going to do with this time? And she went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have done that. If she
right.
was, you know, buying people's groceries and cooking for them and all that, and now she's got a new career as a coach, and she's getting older. She didn't want to stand on her feet and quit, but she loves cooking. She wanted to do that for the rest of her life, but she couldn't find a way to break out of it. And I think the pandemic gave people a breather in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that didn't get sick and had to think about their lives and reevaluate their lives. I know a woman that used to do huge events. On, you know, personal events, 800 women, 1,000
mm-hmm.
women. She worked her fingers to the bone putting these events together, and she loved doing it. But when the pandemic came, she couldn't do it. What does she do now? She became a digital marketing expert, and she's kicking butt.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
she
yeah.
doesn't have to travel anymore.
And
she doesn't
and,
have to carry boxes anymore.
And here's the thing that's really important. You've got to ask another question beyond that, right? The next question is, will you ever go back to the old way? And more people are saying, no, are you kidding me? I get to stay home. And of course, you may not have as much revenue as you did when you were face-to-face. But we learned a long time ago as business owners, Joanna, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, right?
Exactly right. And you know what? I'm at a certain age. I don't know about you, but I'm at a certain age where I don't want to be hauling my body all over the country all the time. I don't want to be getting on airplanes anymore. I don't want to be losing precious time by waiting in airports and things
it
like
is,
that.
So, it is interesting how this year has altered our gyros, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you and I are... I mean, I wouldn't know about this age thing you're talking about. I have no idea what you mean by that, but
well, I have no idea how old I am, so there we are.
that's a joke, folks. But anyway, but seriously, look at how we spun our gyros up for all those years, expecting to be on a plane, you know, however many times a year. And expecting to have to, as you say, haul your body around, and how many hotels, how many frequent flyer miles, and Hilton points, And but you spin your gyros up to be ready for that. Well, when the pandemic hit, we spun our gyros down, and now we kind of like that rotation, don't we?
We do. And maybe this is the, you know, maybe it is the more natural way to live, and it's certainly less wear and tear on the body to not be traveling quite so much, to not be eating out in restaurants all the time. I mean, when you really think of that, there are some health benefits of living a quieter life. And many people who thought they couldn't live a quiet life are living a quieter life. And they're going, the thing that I'm seeing and loving as a happiness coach is people are going deeper. They're going deeper, and they're finding friends they haven't. They're finding new friends. They're connecting with friends they haven't.
How many people do you think have started saying "I love you" this last year to people
they
would never have said that to before? How many times do you think that? Is that not a colossal silver lining in this year? If there is one,
it's a colossal silver lining is that we realize what we love and how fragile it is, and how quickly it can be taken away.
Yeah. When you have people who should be alive but they're not because of the coronavirus,
and
you see other people and you wonder, you know you never worried before whether they're going to have a car wreck or they're going to get cancer or whatever, but this is an imminent threat, a real and present danger, as the movie title goes, and it's something to think. Hey Joanna, I love you.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much, and I love you.
I'm glad you came. I'm glad we know you.
I think it's so important for people to reach out to the people they love.
I agree 100%. Come back soon. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, returnonhappiness.com. We couldn't do without her. We won't do without her. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.